We are at episode number 50. And this episode number 50, I wanted to reserve this to be a bonus episode, not like an official episode. I just kind of wanted to put it in there. Yeah, the bells just had to ring. So that is a sign, that is alignment. That means this is really special, and this is a really special moment that I am recording this right now.
Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding strategist and coach helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online trainings, and VIP intensive experiences. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online, using the tools available to us, but most importantly, through thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools, and to put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business, with a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive. Now let's dive in into today's episode.
And I just wanted to come on with no real plan and just really share my thoughts, because that is how this podcast started. You know, that is the foundation of what Tea Time is all about. It's me sharing my honest, real, raw thoughts, but it was always something at the end of the day that had some nugget to take away at the end. Whether you agree or you disagree, that's fine. The point is, it's a passionate perspective, right? So just to quickly recap, most of you probably already know where Tea Time came from. I used to go live on Facebook consistently, and that's how I built my brand. Well, that was one way of how I built my personal brand, and people started calling me the Branding Queen, right? And I would do this segment over my business page called Tea Time Tuesday. That was my way of staying consistent. And because I actually would go live pretty often, every time I had some piece of content that I needed to share, I didn't hold back. I would show up live at least twice or three times a week. But then after a while, you know, marketing, you want to train your audience of when to expect to hear from you. Like, that's really a great strategy to really build your tribe. And I just came up with Tea Time. I was talking with an associate and I was ranting like, you know what? I don't like what I'm seeing here, this, that, and the other. You know, I'm going to dish the tea. And then I just decided, you know what? Tea Time on a Tuesday, you know, that flows. And I will religiously do that around 9 p.m. every night. And that really helped me be super consistent. And it really became a thing. I would give logo critiques. I would do website critiques. I would do all of those things. I showed up, and gave value. Now, if you would like to see that kind of content from me again, screenshot this episode and share to Instagram stories and say, yes, bring on the critiques, right? And it wouldn't just be critiques only, but basically just to bring back that element to my content, one. Or two, if you're not like on Instagram and you're not going to share and, you know, repost on stories, just indicate to me that you want that type of content just by showing this podcast some love. You can share it with a friend and tag me wherever, or just leave a review of this podcast, you know? So just say, hey, I love this podcast. I want the critiques. Critique my stuff. Something. Just let me know some way, somehow, that you want the logo critiques, the brand critiques, the Instagram. Let me take a look at your Instagram, do a critique, a website critique, whatever you feel like you might be struggling with right now, and it's something that I can publicly critique. holla, let me know that's something that you want to see in my content. Now, disclaimer, do not put yourself up for critique, and you cannot take constructive criticism. I've had people fight back and get all in their feelings when I used to do the brand, the logo critiques, and it's like, well, why did you sign up? Why did you put yourself out there? Why did you ask for my honest opinion and then you can't handle it? It's not a bashing session, but you have to be able to take constructive criticism, take what you need, leave the rest. Take what I have to say with a dash of salt. Take what you need and leave the rest. And that goes for everybody. Now, the point of this episode also is to pay homage to the fact that I've hit the 50 podcast episodes mark, and I can't wait to reach 100, you know, because so many people get into podcasting to instantly monetize the experience. And for me, it's really about doing something that I enjoy, something that I love, a space where I can really build community and pour into you all. That is what it is for. And eventually, when I get to that point, of course, I would consider monetizing. But if you just go into podcasting with the sole purpose of making money, then you might need to find a bigger why. I'm just saying, right? And for me, I started this podcast around July, August of 2017. I'd have to go back and check, right? Probably 27, maybe 2018, right? I can't remember exactly because I didn't check before clicking record. But the point is, I've been doing this for at least 3 years consistently. And that is what consistency is. It's about not giving up. Consistency does not mean showing up when you feel burnt out and tired. Consistency does not mean whatever this guru told you that consistency is. Consistency is important, but put your consistency into perspective. So last year, I noticed that I tend to fall off my podcasting around November month, and then I come back. So guess what? I look at my rhythm, and then I decided in 2021 what consistency is going to be for me. If I put out one podcast episode at least once a month, I'm hitting my consistency goal, because now I'm doing my podcast in seasons where I'm officially now conscious of signing off in November and coming back in January or February. And now it's planned and it's intentional. That is what consistency is all about. Not forcing yourself to do something when your mental health can't even take it, you know? So just figure out what is your schedule. I think that's what it is. That is what it is. Figure out a schedule that works for you and just consistently showing up for that. Now, that doesn't mean if you miss a day or two that you must go beat up yourself and be like, oh my God, I'm never going to be successful because I'm not consistent, because that guru said I need to be consistent. No, you have to give yourself grace as well. All right. I am all about balance. I believe in life, we need to have freaking balance. And sometimes we really don't get far with our goals, whether it's in your personal life or business life, because we get so freaking attached to what a particular expert or guru said. You have to continuously take what you need from all of it and leave what really doesn't apply to you. Sometimes somebody's entire framework will work for you hands down, and sometimes it won't. And it doesn't mean that anything is wrong with the guru, the expert, the coach, or their framework. It just means at the end of the day, we're all different. And we're just going to have to tweak a little thing here or there to find what is our individual framework and our individual sweet spot. So I don't want to continue this and it turns into a long ramble, but I just wanted to share just some thoughts and celebrate my damn self because you have to validate your own self at the end of the day, right? Because if you continuously look for validation elsewhere, I would have given up on this podcast 2 years ago, right? But for me, I'm here. I've made it to episode number 50. I have a whole portfolio of content that I would always be able to leverage and pull content from. Remember, you can, whatever your long format piece of content is, you can always break that up. And content is how you continuously build your authority and build your know, like, and trust factor. So always just really circle back to your why. Be intentional, understand what your strategy is, understand what your goal is, understand what your vision is, and see how what you're doing aligns with that. And if it doesn't, then you don't need to do the podcast. You don't need to have the YouTube channel. You don't need to do whatever it is if it does not align with your end goal, mission, and vision for your business and for your life. All right, take it easy. Be easy on yourself. Give yourself grace, but also keep yourself accountable. Balance, my peeps. All right, so go sip some tea, brew some coffee, brew some tea, and just do a virtual, you know, clink and celebrate 50 podcast episodes with me and being consistent with this podcast. I also would have given up on the podcast if I didn't genuinely enjoy it. And it's okay to just do things because you love it. All right. So have a great day, peeps. And in the next upcoming episode, it's good. I mean, I think every podcast host says this every episode, like it's a good one. But you know when they're particularly more excited about one over the other. Trust me, you're going to want to listen to this next episode. Honestly, they're all good. But, you know, as podcast hosts, and I'm going to speak for myself here, that we're always going to try to bring guests that really can offer something really good to the podcast. All right, so go on, click on over to episode 51.